This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Home. Patient first name is Terry, Terry. Last name is Fenner, Fenner. Date of birth is 9/1/1955. Date of evaluation is 10/6/2023. History of present illness, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of cognitive impairment, insomnia. History of present illness. This is a 68 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 9/25/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient acknowledged that he had a fall and he was on floor until his son-in-law found him. Period. His chart indicates history of alcoholic polyneuropathy, ataxia, history of falls, diabetes, alcohol use, dementia, primary osteoarthritis, right shoulder, muscle weakness, difficulty walking. Period. Patient was present during my evaluation. He reports that he's doing better and talked about wanting to go home. Period. He acknowledged drinking 2-3 beers, but overall minimized any drinking problems. He denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. He acknowledged that he gets forgetful at times and reports that he stopped driving because he was getting lost. Period. He acknowledged that his doctor put him on Aricept. Period. He knew that it's October and it's Friday. He did not know the date, but he knew it's 2023. He knew Biden as the president. Period. He did not know who the governor of Michigan is. He could recall 2 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph. He denies any history of hypomanic, manic, or psychotic symptoms. Period. No history of OCD or PTSD. Next paragraph. Review of cysts in general. Non-reported eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic, forgetfulness, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergies, non-reported. Next paragraph. Past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, 0. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, not known. Next paragraph, educational history, highest grade 12, current occupation, retired fireman, relationship, divorce, number of children, 2, a son and a daughter. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form, chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Blood pressure 112 over 78, pulse 84, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed demeanor, appropriate motor movements. Lying in bed, gait not tested, speech clear, mood euthymic, thought processes, periods of confusion, association with the normal thought content, talked about wanting to go home, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert. Next paragraph, oriented to person. Oriented time, place, person. Next paragraph, memory, recent. Impaired, mild, attention concentration with normal, language with normal, final knowledge, fair judgment, insight, fears, sleep disturbance, reported appetite with normal. Next paragraph, medications, see medication page, Aricept 10 milligram HS and Ambien 5 milligram HS as needed basis. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety of 0.390. Plans continue to encourage patient to participate in activities and therapy as per as care plans. Continue Aricept as prescribed. Number two, adjustment insomnia, 51.02, plans continue Ambien, 5 milligram HS, PRN, period encourage sleep hygiene. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative check, risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of hypnotics and anticholinesterase inhibitor. Number two, risk benefit statements. In my medical risk benefit statements in my medical determination above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by their potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is end of dictation.